Lance came along to Philip and I, and he said, could you give us a hand with the Mardi Gras this year? I said, why? I thought there'd be a lot of people that would be, you know, after 78, there'd be heaps of people that want to do something, you know. He said, we can't get anyone. He said, I'm trying to get people together, but he said, you know, I can't get anyone. So I said to Philip, we've got to help him. I said, this is important, you know. You know, get this gay rights things fixed up, you know. Get the people out and show the public, you know, we're not just a handful of people. So we started going to the meetings. To my amazement, there was only about five of us. I thought, gee, you know, wonder how this is going to go. So we went down. We started going into some of these venues in Oxford Street, and they didn't want to know us at all. And I said, well, gee, we just got to stand in Oxford Street and try and sell it in Oxford Street for the Mardi Gras. It's basically just going to be a bit of a fun thing, you know, not a march, but just a fun thing. And politics, we didn't push any politics at all, you know. We just, you know, we're going to come out and have a good time in the streets, mm-hmm. Oxford Street. We only got one or two venues that was a little bit our way, not much, but they, on the whole, none of them really wanted to be involved in it, you know. None of the bar owners or the people with little private shops and businesses, they didn't want to be involved in it.
Okay.
We had the event in 79, and people did come out, and I thought, well, it wasn't too bad. I said, uh-huh. You know, there's people supporting it. They're coming out in the streets. So maybe we might get some more people at the committee and organise it a bit better, because we didn't have much organisation. It was sort of tucked onto the anniversary, the 10-year anniversary, yeah, of the Stonewall.
Right.
Now, that was run by Gay Solidarity.
Okay, so your committee was a subcommittee of Gay Solidarity.
Yes, we were just a little ad hoc committee.
And what were your duties?
Well, I was Philip and I. Philip was the treasurer, and I was going around helping him with the treasury work.
Okay.
So basically, but we were selling the Mardi Gras
and trying to get people interested.
Yes.
So when you say selling, do you mean in any sort of fundraising way?
Well,
what support were you trying to get from the?
Well, we're trying to get them involved, to put in floats, and we were socialising with different groups of people, and of course we didn't put any politics on them or anything like that. We wouldn't even attempt at that stage. We did, because we wanted to get these people involved, get them out in the streets and floats and whatnot.
So to go back to your first one in 79, was that, were you nervous? Was it a bit nerve-wracking?
No, it didn't.
Or exciting?
No, actually, it was...
What was it like, that first
one? Well, it was exhilarating. I thought, well, you know, when you saw... Particularly when the people came out and got on the streets and they were all having a good time there, and I thought, gee, this is amazing. I said, this is, you know, the previous year, I thought, well, maybe we won't get many, but we did. We got 1,000 people or so, and I thought, well, that's pretty good, you know, for gays to come out.
So
like
that's
that.
79.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and did. Did you go in any sort of costume or...?
No, I just went.
And when you say when the people came out, you mean they came out of the bars and venues,
yeah,
and joined the street parade?
Yeah. Lance, he had this... he used to get what they call a PA truck. It was a loudspeaker and that, and the music. He always had the truck. And I've got a famous photo of him inside there. I'll show you later.
Okay.
Anyway, that was the lead. He was the float, and because there was no other floats in the 79, and
so it was one float 79.
Was there?
Was one float?
No, 79. He was the leading float.
Yeah,
just a PA truck.
Okay.
There was nothing else on the truck. It was just the PA. That's all. He had all the music.
Yeah.
All the sound and music and all the gay songs and all that, and the women's songs. But 79, that was, that, you know, we didn't have a, there was no big party afterwards, but it was exciting. And I thought, well, you know, gee, this is great. Next year, we'll see how it goes next year. It looks like we're going to go all right. So